Welcome to the Independent RX Forum with Pharmacy Times and the National Community Pharmacists Association, the leading advocate and business education resource for America's independent pharmacists.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Carrie LaViolette. I'm NCPA's Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, and welcome to the Independent RX Forum. Today, I'll be talking with Rana Hauser, our Senior Vice President of Policy and Pharmacy Affairs, about the most recent rulemaking out of CMS on DIR, pharmacy DIR fees, and you know, our constant battle over the years to try and get relief for NCP members on these retroactive DIR fees that have been really the number one issue our association has been working on to get relief for our members. It's been over two administrations. The association has put a lot of time, resources into this, going at it from a congressional front, from the regulatory front, from the legal front, all of the above, media, many, many different avenues that we've tried to get relief and, you know, move the ball forward on this. So Rana is our technical expert on the rule. So I'm going to just, you know, ask her a couple questions and go from there. So Rana, do you want to just maybe, you know, give a little background on how we got to where we did, you know, last month with CMS issuing the final rule?
Sure. And thanks, Carrie. And hi, everyone. Yes, it's been a long road to get to this point, and we are very excited that CMS did end up finalizing the rule and addressing pharmacy price concessions, also known as pharmacy DIR fees. CMS had proposed a rule in January of 2022, and they did move forward with finalizing that rule a few weeks ago. The good news is they will redefine negotiated price, so that will change the way that pharmacy DIR fees work in the Part D program. Unfortunately, though, they did delay these changes until 2024. In the proposal, we had thought that these changes would go into effect in 2023, but unfortunately, our members will have to endure another year of retroactive clawback fees in 2023 because the rule does not go into effect until 2024. So there's definitely good news, bad news in this rule, but again, it has been a long time coming and we will take any change we can get, knowing that there's still a lot more work to be done.
Thanks, Rana. And I mean, I think just for the listeners, I think one thing that's important to point out is I've worked in several different industries over the years in different government affairs roles, and to get an actual agency to issue rulemaking that you've been lobbying on for a long time is it's a major feat compared to how large the Part D program is. So it's definitely due to a lot of NCPA members' grassroots activities over the years and, you know, lobbying efforts, whether it be with the White House, the HHS, CMS, Congress, you know, pushing for relief. You know, it's really been great to see our members really, the grassroots action has really led to a lot of these changes. I think maybe Rana, you know, I know you mentioned that it's delayed the implementation until 2024. So what does that mean? I know it's still a little early. We probably need to see how the market reacts, how the PBMs react, but what's your take on kind of what it may mean for our members in 2024?
Yeah, absolutely, Carrie. So we're watching very closely to see how the market reacts, watching very closely to see what happens in plan year 23. We know that right now contracts are being negotiated and signed off on for plan year 23. Because those bids are due in early June. So watching to see the market reaction for plan year 23, when retroactive DIR fees will still be allowed. And then obviously watching to see what happens in the ramp up to plan year 24 when these changes will occur. I think one of the most important takeaways is we're all going to have to be very vigilant to see how the market reacts. One of the consequences or outcomes of this rule, you know, good news is that pharmacies will have more transparency and more predictability into their payments in the Part D program. You know, bad news would be that they will have reduced payments at point of sale, and therefore we do have concerns with cash flow. So we do have concerns, especially for that first quarter to first half of 2024 when the rule goes into effect. we do have concerns that pharmacies will be getting paid less upfront while they're also paying DIR fees from the previous plan year. So CMS does address this in the final rule, and they do encourage PBMs to put payment plans, for instance, into effect for pharmacies. But again, it's going to take a lot of vigilance on behalf of our industry to make sure that pharmacy can remain viable as we all, you know, go through this pretty massive change in how Part D works.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. And that reminded me, you know, when the proposed rule came out in the industry, you know, NCPA members, NCPA, others, you know, others on the other side of us had an opportunity to provide comment to the agency before the final rule. I think there was a couple of things we had concerns with and lobbied on as well to get changes. If you want to maybe just give a high level on that, because we were successful in getting them to actually change the proposed rule, which is very rare as well.
Great point, Carrie. Yes. One of the major changes from the proposed rule to the final rule was that CMS did close the coverage gap loophole. In the proposed rule, they had proposed a bifurcated system whereby there would still be pharmacy DIR fees allowed in the coverage gap phase of the benefit. But the good news is they pulled that back, and in the final rule, there will be a consistent, you know, application throughout all phases of the benefit, and there will be no DIR fees allowed at all throughout all phases of the benefit.
Yeah, thanks, Arna. That was a major win. That would have been very confusing both for our members and for patients at the pharmacy counter having, you know, two different systems kind of going on, and, you know, Part D beneficiaries are, you know, confused all the time anyway, with all these changes every year with different plans and things. So it would have been sort of a nightmare. So it was a really good change that we were able to affect. I guess maybe, Rana, you know, some reaction from, you know, the other side of this that we've seen, maybe from the health insurers and the PBMs and what they're saying about the rule.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. There was somewhat of a different reaction from the health insurers versus the PBMs. When the rule came out, the health insurance lobby that's led by AHIP, representing health insurance organizations such as Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, they put out a statement showing their disappointment in the rule. They said they were very disappointed that CMS has not withdrawn the proposal to require that all pharmacy price concessions be included in the point of sale negotiated price. So the health plans are very upset that the negotiated price definition has changed. And they even went as far in their statement to say that only pharmacists benefit from this requirement. I think pharmacists would disagree with that, but it was interesting to see that in their statement. Whereas a little bit different message from the PBM lobby. The PBM lobby that's represented by PCMA, which represents organizations such as Express Scripts and Caremark and Prime Therapeutics and Optum, came out with a statement saying that PCMA applauds CMS for delaying implementation of the change to the negotiated price definition. So PCMA applauds CMS for delaying implementation date of the pharmacy price concession part of the final rule to 2024. PCMA goes on to say that this extra year allows Part D plans time to adjust their pay for performance pharmacy contracting. So I think that's another interesting statement. I think our members at NCPA, the small business pharmacies, would definitely disagree that DIR fees are tied to performance. I think most of the time DIR fees are nothing but a grab bag clawback based on drugs cost. But they're definitely a little bit of a twist there. The health insurance plans clearly want this rule to go away, and the PBMs are applauding CMS for at least delaying implementation of the rule.
Yeah, good points, Rana. And, you know, there's some other, you know, with all this integration in the industry, you know, 5 years ago, we didn't have, you know, the health plan, the PBM, and in the case of CVS, Caremark, you know, the retail as well. So I know we've been working on, and we might have time to touch on that, just some work we've been doing with the FTC on, you know, this vertical integration and some movement there. But maybe, I guess, you know, to wrap it up, you know, sort of what's next, and I'll start off and then hand it off to you, Rana. But we do, just to remind our listeners, NCPA does still have The lawsuit pending against HHS on the DIR fee issue, we're issued a stay. So in the next month or so will be the next action on whether we keep moving forward with that, the legal action against the agency on DIR fees, or go another route. So more to come on that for the listeners, but that just to know that is still out there. That was one of the other levers we used as an organization, you know, that we were trying to do the administrative route, you know, with regulations, the congressional route and a legal route. So we were trying to do all three. And so that's sort of on hold for right now, but there's more to come, you know, in the next month or so. But maybe Rana, what's sort of next, you know, sort of in the PBM space? I know we've been doing a lot of work on the FTC side and legal side. Maybe you want to touch a little on that.
Yeah, absolutely, Carrie. So the fight definitely continues. This is just one, you know, one step in the right direction. So we have many more battles to fight. It's going to be really important for NCPA to remain engaged in a lot of ongoing industry dialogue to implement this rule. So our members are also going to have to remain in active dialogue with their contracting entities as everyone prepares for implementation of this rule. Apart from that, we always know there's downward pressure on pharmacy reimbursement, no matter what the program, whether it's Part D, commercial, Medicaid, et cetera. So, you know, anti-competitive PBM practices are not new. Our members are unfortunately used to these practices, and, you know, the tyranny of the PBMs is not new. Our members feel that every day. Their patients feel that, unfortunately, and experience that on a daily basis. So NCPA, you know, has long fought these anti-competitive practices. And, you know, I will say there are many positive things happening to, you know, peel the layers back and take a closer look at PBM practices. Definitely some good news coming out of the Federal Trade Commission. FTC is looking very closely at PBM practices. They've gone out for yet another solicitation of comments from industries impacted by PBM activities. They want to hear from, you know, all industries that are impacted. They want to hear from pharmacies, from manufacturers, from wholesalers, from anyone that's impacted, especially patients, by the harmful behavior of PBMs. There's a comment period that closes in 5 days. So there's definitely activity ongoing at FTC. There's a new commissioner who has been confirmed. So with a new commissioner in place, we are very hopeful that the FTC will move forward with a vote to conduct a study into the behavior of PBMs, which would be a definite move in the right direction and something that we have long advocated for. In addition to that, there is continued activity on Capitol Hill to look into the behavior of PBMs and to look at possible legislative avenues to reform PBM activity. So there's multiple court cases outstanding. As we all know, there's been a lot of positive activity at the state level when it comes to reform of PBMs, and the state will pass a law. The PBMs will, you know, automatically sue, and then we'll have a long drawn out legal process at play. But the last few years, those court cases have definitely swung in our favor. So we have many court cases that are building up in our favor. Expect more to come. So as this all plays out, a lot of positive headwinds in our direction. So just have to build on those successes and keep working. So I think we have a lot to look forward to and a lot of work yet to be done.
Great, great. Thanks, Rana. And thanks for joining me. And congratulations on the, you know, the rule. I mean, it's a definitely a step. You know, it's you know, we won the battle, but we haven't won the war, and we won't stop fighting, you know, on the PBM piece of this. So, you know, a lot of hard work went into getting us this far, and really want to thank a lot of, you know, the NCPA members that are listening in. You know, just the power of our grassroots really does make a difference with policymakers. With that, I think we'll close out, and thanks so much for joining me, Rana. And I believe we are adjourned. Thanks everyone for joining the Independent RX Forum.
Thank you, Carrie.